What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Happy Monday, April 22nd. It's time for your baseball card market update right here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Monday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Nooffseason.com, of course, is the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. It is time for the data. Let's start with Bowman. Bowman Baseball, Bowman Draft, and Bowman Chrome. Most sales over the last 7 days, raw or graded. At the top is Jackson Holliday's 2022 Bowman Draft Base First Paper Raw. 80 sales in the last 7 days for an average sale price of just under $10. Holliday's Bowman Draft Chrome First sold 61 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price raw of just under $20. Still a hot sale, despite the very, very slow start, to say the least, for the number one overall pick in the 2022 draft. Speaking of the number one overall pick, Paul Skeens, the number one overall pick in the 2023 draft, is the number three most sold card. His Bowman Draft Chrome First Raw sold 59 times in the last 7 days. Look at that, a pitcher. Boom, in the top five. Average sale price, $8.28. That card's actually up 37.1%. Wyatt Langford's 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome First Raw sold 51 times in the last 7 days. Holliday's PSA 10 of the paper first from 2022, pop 36.89, still selling hot. 45 sales in the last 7 days, although that card is down about 6%. And then Ellie De La Cruz's 2022 Bowman Chrome Prospects First out of Bowman Baseball 2022. 44 sales in the last 7 days. That card's actually up 49.3% or about $5. Okay, let's go over to top PSA 10s among Bowman, Bowman Chrome, and Bowman Draft from a sales volume standpoint over the last 7 days. Holliday's PSA 10, we just talked about it. That's the number one card, pop 36.89 of the base paper first, sold 45 times in the last 7 days. People picking it up at about a $62 clip. Pretty impressive, again, considering he's batting 0-20 in his major league stint thus far. Ellie De La Cruz's 2022 Bowman Chrome Prospect First in PSA 10 is the second overall sales volume card among PSA 10s. Pop 96.94, 39 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $56.06. Jackson Churio's 2022 Bowman Chrome Prospect First. Still selling well, 32 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $42.92. That's actually up 21.2% or just under $9. Jackson Holliday's 2022 Bowman Draft Chrome First PSA 10 pop 25.49, 24 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $103, but that card's down 25.6%. Wyatt Langford's 2023 Bowman Draft Base First, that is a paper card in PSA 10, pop 10.56, 19 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price, just under $36. And then a couple of veterans, dare we say, Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Bowman Base PSA 10, pop 11,282, 19 sales in the last 7 days. And Julio Rodriguez, J-Rod, 2019 Bowman Chrome Prospect First PSA 10, pop 11,300, 19 sales in the last 7 days. All right, now let's bounce on over to, in all of baseball cards in the last 7 days, raw or graded, the most sales volume. This card has been there since week one of the MLB season, still at the top. Ellie De La Cruz's 2024 Topps 141 Base Raw, 147 sales in the last 7 days. Ridiculous. De La Cruz's 2024 Topps Heritage 473 Base Raw, 129 sales in the last 7 days. Jackson Holliday's Raw Paper has 80 sales. We talked about that. That's number three. Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck number one base raw. That's right, folks, raw. 63 sales in the last 7 days. My guess is that a lot of people want to get that thing graded. Average sale price for the raw Ken Griffey Jr., just under $52. And we talked about Jackson Holliday's Bowman Draft Chrome First raw, 61 sales. We talked about Skeens's 2023 Bowman draft first raw, 59 sales. All right, let's jump over to the top baseball card sales in the last 7 days. Regardless of sales volume, only need one sale to rank on this list. Yesterday, Mike Trout's 2012 Prism gold out of 10 in PSA 10 sold for $16,800. And then just a few days ago, Bryce Harper's 2011 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto gold refractor out of 50 in BGS 9.5 sold for $16,200. Babe Ruth's 1933 Gaudi 149 base in PSA 4, that's a pop 163, sold for $15,700 just a week ago. And Ty Cobb's 1909 T206 bat off shoulder sold in SGC 5.5 for $13,800 yesterday. A few days ago, Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1999 Skybox Premium 137 Star Rubies out of 50 in BGS 8 sold for $12,600. And Ronald Acuna Jr.'s 2017 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto Orange Shimmer Refractor, serial numbered out of 25, first in BGS 10 Pristine, sold for $11,000. Wow. All right, now with a little bit more sales volume, these are the top sales in the last 7 days with five or more sales. Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck number one base in PSA 10 sold six times in the last 7 days. Last sale, $2,120 2 days ago. Mike Trout's 2011 Topps Update US 175 base PSA 10. That's a pop, $6,312. Sold 13 times in the last 7 days. Last sale, $997 yesterday. Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Bowman Chrome base batting PSA 10. Pop, $3,937. Sold five times in the last 7 days. Last sale just a few days ago for $660. Trout's 2011 Topps Update US 157 base in BGS 9.5 sold nine times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday for $624. And how about this? Yordan Alvarez, 2018 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto first in PSA 10. Only a pop, $235. Sold five times in the last 7 days. Last sale last week, $463. All right. Let's go to the top risers with 10 or more sales, graded cards only from 2012 through the present. At the top of this list with 12 sales in the last 7 days, Gunnar Henderson's 2023 Topps 206 base PSA 10, that's a pop, $2,587, is up 50.2% or $8.15. Jackson Churio's 2022 Bowman Megabox Mojo Refractor first in PSA 10, pop, $2,277, sold 11 times in the last 7 days. That's up 40.9% or $20.21. Ohtani's 2018 Topps base pitching in PSA 9, pop, $5,582, sold 19 times in the last 7 days. That's up 40% or $12. Juan Soto's 2018 Topps update US 300 base in PSA 10, that's a pop, $23,229 card that sold 23 times in the last 7 days. That's up 39.3% or $22.34. Pretty significant price increase for the Soto card. Another Soto card, the 2018 Topps Chrome Update base, pop, $13,199 in PSA 10, sold 25 times in the last 7 days. 27.1% increase, up $22.80. And couple more Shohei Ohtani cards up big. His 2018 Topps Update Chrome rookie debut in PSA 10, just under a pop, $7,000, sold 17 times in the last 7 days, up 27.1% or $32. And Ohtani's 2018 Topps Chrome FF1 Freshman Flash in PSA 10, pop, $2,302, sold 11 times in the last 7 days, up 26.2%, up $21. A lot of Ohtani cards up quite a bit. Now the largest fallers from 2012 through the present, graded only with 10 or more sales, Jackson Holidays 2022 Bowman Draft Chrome First PSA 9 popped 1756, sold 12 times in the last 7 days. That is down 48.1%, down $23.16. The refractor version of that same exact card in PSA 9 popped 1219, sold 16 times in the last 7 days. That's down 43.7%, or $31.64. Another holiday card down 43.1% with 10 sales in the last 7 days is his 2023 Bowman BS6 Spotlights in PSA 10. Nolan Arenado's 2013 Topps Update US 259 base in PSA 10 pop 4360, 10 sales in the last 7 days, down 33.6%, down about $19. Ronald Acuna Jr.'s 2018 Topps Chrome 193 base PSA 10. That's a pop 12,545, 11 sales in the last 7 days. That sucker's down 28% or $28. And Ellie De La Cruz's 2024 Topps 141 base PSA 9 pop 868, 14 sales in the last 7 days. That thing's down 27.9% or $6.32. Today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at the top CGC baseball card sales recently. I want to highlight one in particular. Pee Wee Reese's 1952 Bowman card number 8 in CGC 4. Very good, excellent grade, sold just a few days ago for a best offer accepted of $90. Gotta love that. Thanks for joining us on the weekly baseball card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Thanks again to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.